There has been an escalation of attacks and arrests against Palestinians by Israeli soldiers. The latest attack has caused one death and the brutal assault and arrest of a Palestinian journalist and a Palestinian lawmaker. A funeral was held for the Palestinian martyr, 19-year-old Mu'attaz Idris Sharawna, who was shot and then run over by an Israeli military jeep in Khalil, Hebron. Witnesses say the attack was intentional, as Sharawna was protesting against the Israeli raid of the camp. Furthermore, Israeli forces have raided the neighborhood of Kafir Aqab and detained lawmaker Abu Tir, claiming he was a member of the resistance movement Hamas. The same evening, Israeli forces also raided the home of journalist and photographer Mohammed Walid Al-Azhar after raiding his family's house in Al-Aida refugee camp north of Bethlehem. Al-Azhar's family explained to Press TV the violent nature of the arrest.
They caught Mohammed Walid inside one of the rooms in his in my dad's house. He was inside the room. When they discovered that he was there, they started to hit. They actually first called another group of soldiers. So there were more than 30 soldiers inside the house. Started to beat Mohammed Walid. He was shouting inside the room and no one could help him inside the house. Just I saw him bleeding from his face when he was taken by soldiers from the house. They didn't give him the opportunity to put his clothes or to get his shoes.
Al-Azhar stated that Mohammed's crime was that he was taking pictures of Israeli soldiers attacking Palestinian children near Al-Aida refugee camp. Mohammed's lawyer stated that he'd been tortured during detention and is now being transferred to the Israeli Offer military prison. Monja Jabu of Palestine News Network stated that the Palestinian journalists and lawmakers are being targeted because they are informing and making transparent the continuous attacks by Israeli soldiers to the international media.
I think media is playing a great role in showing and, telling the world what's happening exactly in Palestine, especially of the aggression from the settlers and the Israeli occupation forces. What happened with Mohammed showing that the Israelis are targeting the journalist.
A Palestinian cartoonist who has also spread images of Israeli violations against Palestinians on social media networks was released from prison after serving 5 months without charges or trial for ostensibly contact with a hostile organization, although Israeli authorities remain unclear as to which organization and have shown no evidence. Mohammed Sabana's latest work was from behind prison bars, which included a drawing of a man smuggled out of an Israeli prison. The arbitrary arrest and detention of Palestinians are in violation of international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention, although Israel claims that such acts are legal under its military law. Attacks against Palestinians are escalating, with one brutal murder and over 11 arrests this week. Although the Israeli army state there are legitimate reasons behind these arrests, they are rarely held accountable or made to show evidence for these crimes. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Bethlehem.